Okay, Chizik and Chassidus number 20, our 10th and final Chizik and Chassidus about Emunah and Bitachon. We can give a lot more. We're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. But no, Baruch Hashem, we have to continue on. Lunch by the Nishmas, Racha Prabhas of Moshe, and Nachman Daniel ben Aryeh Tzvi. Today's topic will be Skulos Nosafos Mikoch Emunah Bitachon. Three Skulos, three special things that a Jew has when he has Emunah Bitachon. Number one, Nitzolim Mimidos Ra'os. When a person has Emunah Bitachon, we're saved from bad midos. It's brought down of the Menei Haskar Sefer Igud De Pirkei Os Kuf Chavav in the name of Rabbi Menachem Mendel Rimanov. But why is it sometimes when children are learning Torah and they're davening when they're young and they're mamish on a great derech, and what happens is when they get older, they go off, they leave, they're not as strong in their Yiddishkeit. Basibel Kach says Rabbi Menachem Mendel Rimanov. Why? Shavoseinu Hechidim Oso Mamon Gezel. Because their parents or grandparents, maybe they dealt in their parnasa not in the right way. Maybe they cheated a little taxes here or a little taxes there, and they dealt with parnasa not with emunah. At the end of the day, they were born with bad midos. This is brought down the Sefer Achinuch and the Akid, the Sefer Achinuch Kuf Nun Dalet. At the end of the day, it says that Igor Deperko, now Jew has emunah. You actually give over good midos to your kids. Says the Igur Deperk, the Benin Soschot, Shedatikon Aze, Bechol Libi Derashticha, Srichim Eschazik Bamuna Bechol Belev, Beschus, Emuna Belev Sholem, Nitzol Adam Midos Rots, Mutalab and Nafsho, Bechomyoso Addition is Pasim Be Israel. At the end of the day, we want to give over good traits, right? We don't just give over our physical DNA, but we give over our spiritual DNA also to our children. How do we do that? How do we make sure they're going to have good midos? We make sure that we're able to live a life filled with emunah. We live a life filled with emes. We live a life filled with honesty and emunah bitachon. Then that'll translate into our children having good midos. Adia number one, or school number one. School number two, zoichim l'schar b'hai alma. They were actually zoicha to our emunah in this world. Because we know the Medrash tells us, ein yisom nizonim ela b'schus emunah, klai Yisrael, we only get our parnasa through the schus of emunah. Yisnach Moshe writes in Parshas Matos, the Gemara tells us in Erevin Chav Beis Amanav, Hayom la'asasam u'marcha l'kabal scharam. Right? Today we have to do the mitzvahs, and then in the next world we get the reward. But mitzvah b'hayam alaka, but you know, we don't get reward in this world. But doesn't the Rabbanu Shem keep the Torah? Hashem yishbarach shomer toraso. B'yoma titen scharo v'lo salam pula sacher. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, you have to pay your worker on time. So if the Rabbanu Shem keeps the entire Torah, like the Gemara says in Brachos, how could the Rabbanu Shem not repay us in this world? So says the Yismach Moshe, it's a very simple halach in Choshe Mishpat, Shin Lamatesev Zayin. Ha'omer l'shlucho sachor li polim yisasichron. Someone tells to a messenger, I want you to go hire these workers and rent them. Va'omer lehem secharchem al ba'al bayis, and he tells them, your rent will be on the ba'al bayis, ein shum echem mehen over al palim, over al ba'al salin. The messenger from the ba'al bayis is not over ba'al talim. Says the Yismach Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is the shliach. Moshe Benu is following the Lach of Shulchan Aruch. Yes, we don't get reward in this world, except for the two mitzvahs that we got from the Rabbeinu Shem. And what were those two mitzvahs? Anoichi and Velo Yilecha. Torah is Gematria 6:11. Ki Torah we got from Moshe. Ushtai Mipi Agvura. Says the Yismach Moshe, Al Hatarya, the 6:11, Ideshlech Velech Baal Talon. There's no Baal Talon there. The Rabbeinu Shem's not Chaya because he went through Shlech, went through Moshe Benu. But the two mitzvahs, Anoch v'lo yicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to repay us on time. Just like b'yom titen schor, you have to pay your worker on time, the Rabbanu Shem has to pay us. And what are those two mitzvahs we heard from the Rabbanu Shem? Anoch v'lo yicha. Therefore, says Yisman Moksha, we do get our reward in this world for two mitzvahs. That's Anochi v'lo yicha. That's Emunah Bitachon. So not only, we don't get reward in this world for everything else, for 6:11. But for Anochi v'lo yilcha, for trusting and having faith in the Rabbanu Shem, a Jew has tremendous Yad Shmaya. We don't have, and the Rabbanu Shem is not over Baal Talin, not paying the worker on time. And we actually have Schar in this world through Amunah B'Tochen. And finally, the third and final idea, what's the skula for Amunah? B'schus Amunah Niske L'Gula Shlema, says the Rishon Rebbe, right before his Petira, that at the end of the day, the Gula, the ultimate Gula will only come through having true emunah be'emes ba'Hashem. Geula amiti, says the Rishoner, eina yuchol yos raka de emunah be'emes ba'Hashem. That just like we were redeemed through Mitzrayim, shegulas Mitzrayim lo hay rak emunah, ayel me'ameh v'emunah ba'Hashem, says the Rishoner in the Nei Yisrael, sof parshas ve'era, so too in the when Mashiach is going to come very, very soon, b'li emunah i'efshar li'igal, when it comes to the ultimate gula, we need emunah bitachon. So at the end of the day, three skulas to end off our chizik and chasidus are for now with an emunah bitachon. Three schools. Number one, from the Ramach, and the Rambam are quoted by the Igor de Perka, that when we have a Jew has emunah bitachon, it leads to good midos. When we deal with not road, they're not emunah bitachon, that leads to bad midos in our children. And we have to make sure that we live honest and faith filled lives in our own avodas Hashem. Second idea is Nachmoshe. How could it be the Rabbonu Shem doesn't pay us on time for our mitzvahs? No, because 6:11 we got through Moshe and the Shulchan Aruch writes Shem Lamed Tes Zayin. If you go through a shliach, you're not over Baal Talmud. But there are two mitzvahs that we hear from the Rabbonu Shem and Ochi Loyecha. We actually do get schar for emunah bitachon because the Kodesh Baruch has to pay us on time. And then the final idea, the Rishon Rebbe says, when a Jew has emunah, every single time we have emunah in our lives, we are putting another brick in the Beis Hamikdash. Coming on, the ultimate geula will come through emunah bitachon. Shuzochet to take the words of Reb Moshe Kubrin, Hamanti ki adaber, the past 10 shirim to chizin chasidus. The more we talk about emunah, Hamanti ki adaber. When you talk about emunah, that's when you have emunah. So Shuzochet Mitzvah Hashem not only to learn about emunah but to live it. And Mitzvah Hashem have these tremendous geulas. Number one, having great midos. Number two, getting the reward straight from the Rebbeinu Shalom in this world. Number three, to the ultimate geula. Be'ezras Hashem, mehei v'aminu, amen v'amen.